Hello and welcome to the Free Tours by Foot self-guided audio tour of New Orleans's Garden District. I'm Andrew, one of the guides with Free Tours by Foot, here to help you explore the neighborhood. Before we start, a few notes to help you prepare. Depending on your pace, the tour can take between 90 minutes and 2 hours, and the total distance is about 1.5 miles or 2.5 kilometers. I'll be providing verbal directions as you go, and you can also reference the map for alternate routes or to make sure you're on track. There will be a brief pause between stops, and you can pause to take your time getting from one place to the next. The Garden District is a mostly residential neighborhood, and it's peaceful and safe almost any time of the day, but I suggest taking the tour during the daylight or early in the evening. You'll want good lighting, both to see the neighborhood's houses and to keep safe on our rocky sidewalks. Also, one of the stops is Lafayette Cemetery No. 1. You can see inside through a gate at any time of the day, but if you'd like to go inside, make sure you arrive during open hours, which are 7 a.m. to 2:30 p.m. Monday through Friday, and 7 a.m. to 12 p.m. Saturday. The cemetery is closed on Sunday and some holidays. Because it's a residential neighborhood, you're going to find fairly few buildings you can enter. One of the early stops on the tour is The Rink, a small shopping mall with a cafe, so I recommend that as the place for stocking up on anything you need or else preparing before you arrive. Lastly, as far as getting there, the starting point for the tour is the intersection of St. Charles Avenue and Washington Avenue. It's a few miles from the French Quarter, but it's along the St. Charles Avenue streetcar, and not far from the route of the No. 11 bus that runs along Magazine Street. Either way, you want to get off at Washington Avenue. Our tour begins at the intersection of St. Charles Avenue and Washington Avenue. At this point, you're standing just inside the Garden District, and from here, you can get a sense of the enormous 19th century homes the neighborhood is famous for. If you took the streetcar from the French Quarter or the Business District, then you've just experienced the daily commute a resident of this neighborhood might have taken as far back as 1835 when a train was first installed, although back then, it would have been pulled by a mule. The cars you see today date back to 1923, and together, they're a National Historic Monument. When tracks were first laid here, the Garden District was brand new. In 1833, it turned from a plantation into a small independent city called Lafayette. The train connected Lafayette with New Orleans, or what today we call the French Quarter, as well as some other small cities further afield. I mentioned Lafayette was formerly a plantation, called the Livaudet Plantation, and that's true of almost all of New Orleans today. Usually the plantations were long, narrow strips of land running from the Mississippi River back into the swamps. Before they were drained, those swamps would have begun just a few blocks north of where you're standing now, while to the south of you was the elevated, dry, fertile river levee, the ideal place to farm and also to build. As the population of the area grew, plantation owners stood to make more money by selling their land to developers than they could make by farming it, and the land gradually transformed from rural to urban over the course of the 19th century. Today, there's almost nothing left from that plantation-era history of New Orleans, but you can see a couple of echoes from where you're standing. First, if you look either way along St. Charles Avenue, you'll see that the street goes in a slow, steady curve. That curve matches the shape of the Mississippi River, and in fact, originally, St. Charles Avenue was named Naiads Street, after the spirits of the river from Greek mythology. The curve in the street is made up of lots of small bends, and each of those bends falls about where there was once a boundary between two plantations. So from where you're standing, you can see the edges of the old Livaudet Plantation, the nearest bend in the street in either direction. The other vestige of the plantation era is more a matter of ambiance. It's the two rows of southern live oak trees lining the street on either side. Trees like these would typically have lined the drive leading to the front door of a plantation house, and you can still see that famous feature with surviving plantations like Oak Alley. The trees also give away one of the street's most important functions today. If you look up, you'll see beads hanging from the branches, evidence that you're standing along the main route for Mardi Gras parades. The beads are meant to end up in the hands of spectators, but these got thrown a little too enthusiastically. From here, proceed one block south along Washington Avenue, toward the Mississippi River and the heart of the Garden District.